High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Three-pointer on the far side, air ball, but Fasenda, you know who, gets the rebound, up and good. To the corner, open three, it's tipped, and good!
Tonight's Girls Central League Championship basketball game is between the Garnet Valley Jaguars and the Marple Newtown Tigers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods, published since 1893. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome to Folsom, Pennsylvania and Ridley High School, site of tonight's Central League Championship Games. We are pleased to have teamed up with Ridley TV to be able to provide a video stream as well as our audio tonight. However, we are experiencing issues at the high school. Delco Hoops will have the live audio, and they're continuing to work on the internet issue here and will tape the game for rebroadcast. So, our first game tonight is the girls' championship game between the Garnet Valley Jaguars and the Marple Newtown Tigers. Following this game, there will be the boys' championship between Radnor and Lower Marion. Joining me tonight for the girls' championship are Mark Jordan, providing the color, and Dave DePasqua, who will have play-by-play for the final three quarters of tonight's game. The Tigers and Jaguars have met once before this season on January 19th, with the Tigers coming out on top 52-48. Both of these teams come into tonight after knocking off opponents in the semifinals that they lost twice to during the regular season. For Garnet Valley, they took down Harrodin 47-30 last Thursday, and then took down Haverford on Saturday 36-22. The Tigers took down Radnor at home 48-37, then in the semifinal, an overtime victory over Springfield 45-40. And as we're getting ready to start this game a little bit late tonight, starting lineups for the Garnet Valley Lady Jaguars, number 14 guard Haley Adamski, number 24 guard Carly DiSabatino, number 31 center Caitlin Duggery, number 33 forward Emily Olson, number 40 guard Ava Pacenti, and the Garnet Valley Jaguars are coached by Joseph Woods. We'll step aside briefly for the playing of the national anthem.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And that was the national anthem here at Ridley High School. And starters for the Marple Newtown Tigers, number one guard junior guard Mary O'Brien. Number 15, senior forward Haley Levy. Number 21, sophomore guard Ellie DeBona. Number 23, senior guard Nikki Mastardi. And number 34, junior forward Brooke Impriano. The Marble Newtown Tigers are led by coach Ryan Wolski. Mark, thoughts on tonight's matchup?
No, both these guys very well. First with Garner Valley, Joe Woods. He's been around the block once or maybe 10 times. He's been in these games many times before. This is a rare time he's going to be an underdog. He has an outstanding freshman, Haley Adamski. We'll see how she plays in her first league tournament final. And on Marple side, there's have some senior experience. Mastardi can shoot the ball, and then Levy is so strong inside.
And we're ready for tip-off here at Ridley High School. Marple Newtown in the white uniforms with orange numbers and black trim. Garnet Valley in the garnet uniforms with white numbers and white trim. Garnet wins the toss and has the ball. Straight away, Ava Placenti.
Man-to-man.
Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Hands it off for DiSabatino out high back for Duggery. Driving baseline and kicking out to DiSabatino. The shot is no good. Rebound taken by Duggery is laid up and in for two. Early 2-0 lead, 30 seconds into the first quarter for the Jags. They come out in the press, and the ball is tipped away by the incredible freshman, Haley Adamski.
Looks like a diamond in one. They Marple, did this, I'm sorry, real quick. They did it last game against Haverford. Caused 12 first-quarter turnovers.
And there's an early foul on senior guard Ava Pacenti for the Jags. That's her first, team's first, just 35 seconds into the first quarter. Diamond and one for the Jaguars. Almost stolen away, controlled by O'Brien for the Tigers. Gets it across the timeline. Kicks it out wide. Wide open three for... That's... DeBona is no good. Offensive rebound taken by Levy. Tries to lay it up, no good. And is fouled by number 33, Emily Olson. Her first, team second.
A couple quick points. That's the second chance opportunity for the teams in the first minute. Missed the first one.
First shot from Levy's no good.
I was thinking these playoff games, these intense games, I always love pressing early on. I think get some of your nerves out. You can run the floor a little bit. And I love the fact that they have a freshman up on top of the ball.
Second shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by the freshman, Haley Adamski. Into the front court. Pull up from the foul line. Jumper off the front rim. Gets the roll for two.
That'll happen a lot tonight. That rim is very, very soft.
Marple has it. Mastardi for Impriano. Out high between the circles for O'Brien. Kicked out. Three from Mastardi's no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Marple Newtown. Garnet Valley possession.
As a quick story, that rim seems high to me. I mean, I've said this for years.
100%.
So this one seems soft, and I wouldn't go with the whole jump shots early on. I'd try to attack the rim if I was Marple.
Well, they
up.
Flip.
Garnet Valley brings the ball across the timeline with Pacenti, hands off, driving along the lane, laid up and in for two by DiSabatino.
There was a walk, right, Mark?
I thought it was too.
Mastardi has it. Diamond press from the Jags.
Oh,
that's a turnover from O'Brien. Almost, but gotten back by Mastardi and into the front court.
Settle
come
down.
The Tigers. They need to settle down a little bit here, getting a little too antsy against that press.
So they're starting at Diamond, and they're backing up into a 2-3 zone.
Mastardi out on the left wing. Dribble handoff for O'Brien. Back out high for Mastardi. Kick to the near wing, and DeBona back out high between the circles for Mastardi, and back to the left wing for O'Brien.
There's a lot standing around. They're going to need a few screens on the ball here and cut through the zone.
Three ball from Levy is up. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound taken by Adamski. Pushing the pace into the front court. Goes one on three, hands off, and the ball comes back out high for Pacenti. Lets the three ball fly, no good. Rebound taken by Impriano and hands off for O'Brien. Into the front court. Out high left wing. Calling out the play. Looking for the screen.
It's more of a set. Look at this.
Skip it.
And the long cross court pass
that's red. Yep.
Is tipped out of bounds. and possession belongs to the Jaguars.
That's the right call, but they're calling a set out. No one's moving through the zone, and no one's setting screens, and they're settling for three-point shots.
There's not nearly enough movement from Marple in this early part of the game.
A little nerves.
Jitters.
Adamski will let this one fly from 2 feet beyond the arc. Rims out, no good. Rebound taken, and Priano hands off O'Brien.
She doesn't have any nerves.
No.
I was catch and shoot.
That rim's bothering me, though, Mark.
I've seen this rim for 5 years. It's amazing, but Marple's in. What are we?
Let's the three ball fly. That's Mastardi for three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Bring the ball up into the front court is Pacenti. Guarded closely by O'Brien. Spins, kicks out for Duggery. Laid up and in.
Beautiful take.
Duggery for two.
They're 6 points in the lane so far.
Jags still bringing that diamond
attack
in one full court
there
press. Finds the pass in the lane. Mastardi to Levy. Lays it up. No good. Foul is again on number 33. Emily Olsen's second, team's third. To the line for two is Levy.
But more like it, yes? Attacked it in transition.
First shot is up, no good. She's missed all three of her shots from the line.
That's correct. This one's going in.
Needs to get one to fall, I think, to help settle the nerves from Marple.
We're going to get a ladder to try and fix this.
Also funny.
Second free throw is up and good from Levy. Gets a roll off that rim. Adamski bringing the ball up. Man-to-man from Marple. Mastardi taking it right to the lane, but she walked. That'll be a turnover from Adamski. Marple Newtown retains possession.
It works both ways. She went a little too much there, but I like the fact that she's taking the initiative in the first 4 minutes of her first.
Look up.
As a freshman.
Attack.
O'Brien to the lane.
Yes.
Gets the foul. This one on Caitlin Duggery, her first. Garnet Valley already up to four fouls here.
And guess
only
what?
Four minutes and 12 seconds into first quarter.
I love that. Take the initiative right to the rim. They were taking 4 3-pointers. Every time they've been in the lane, they have 4 foul shots. Now 6 foul shots going to the lane.
I like the aggressiveness here from Marple, as the first shot from O'Brien is no good. She was 4-4 from the line in the closing in the final 30 seconds of their overtime win over Springfield.
In fairness, that rim's really tilted up about five feet, so it's hard to shoot in that rim. What?
Dave?
Number one just checked in, Andrew, for you. For Garnet Valley.
Second free throw is no good. There was a lane violation. Garnet Valley possession underneath the far back, the basket to our right.
Uh-oh. Marple's the one-man press. One of my favorites.
Ball is in. Adamski across the timeline. Guarded by Mastardi. Hands off Pacenti. Back out high for Duggery. Turning and spinning is DiSabatino. Finds Saunders. Hands off. Saunders back out high. Guarded by Levy. Back out high for Adamski. Gets the pick. Moves near wing. Thought about the three for a second was Pacenti. Adamski lets the three fly. Gets the roll and in.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Adamski's just letting the ball fly here early.
Fantastic ball moving. All five girls touched that ball.
And Mastardi tries to answer with one of her own. That's no good. Rebound taken by Pacenti. Into the front court. Adamski, wide open three, is up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
That'll lead to a Marple timeout. We'll step aside and be back with more action here from Ridley High School as the Garnet Valley Jaguars lead this one by 10 early. 2:49 to go in the first quarter, where high school basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Ridley High School, where the Jaguars lead the Tigers 14-4. O'Brien in the front court, hands off, lets three ball let fly from, that is, DeBona is up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Cuts the lead to 7 for Marple with 2:22 and counting here in the first quarter. Garnet Valley content to hold the ball right now, well, leading by 7.
Marple looks like they're back into a zone.
Passing it around the outside are the Jaguars. DiSabatino with the ball. Hands off Pacenti. Foul line Adamski. And now DiSabatino with the ball. Gets the screen from Adamski. Back out high, DiSabatino right wing. Hands off Duggery. Good man-to-man defense from the Tigers. There's a bump there on Adamski. Foul will go against Nicky Mastardi for the Tigers.
I think it was on the...
Yeah, they call it on Mastardi.
There's the bump on Adamski on the far side of the floor.
That was backcourt.
That was a backcourt violation. She was standing on the line when she received the ball.
You need both feet in the ball, all completely over half court. Technically, that was not one.
Saunders,
gotcha.
Content to hold the ball out high on the right wing, on the left wing.
So I hear the coach.
Well, now
Adamski going to take the ball to the lane, kicks it out. Long
deep.
Two is no good. Rebound taken by O'Brien for the Tigers. Mastardi tipped, taken away by Pacenti. She'll slow it down, pushes the pace. Adamski step back three on the way and good.
Another Keystone Transport
three pointer.
Adamski
having herself a game here. Already 3 3 pointers in the early going. I've got her for 8 already.
The freshman seems really nervous early on.
Not at all. No nerves from the freshman for Garnet Valley. O'Brien straight away between the circles. Thought about the three for a second. Hands off for Mastardi. O'Brien back for Mastardi. Between the circles, Tigers have it. Kicks out for three, DeBona. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Adamski with 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 17-7, the Jaguars lead the Tigers. Adamski free throw line extended. O'Brien tries to get the steal, nearly a travel, but the Jaguars retain possession with Saunders. Ball tipped out of bounds by O'Brien, and the Jaguars retain possession. 3.5 seconds to go here, first quarter. Checking into the game for the Jaguars is Kylie Mulholland, number 3. Pacenti to inbound right in front of our table here. Gets the ball in for Mulholland. Can't get the shot away as the time runs out on the first quarter. Garnet Valley leads this one 17-7 after one quarter of play. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back for second quarter action, and Mark, 11 points early on for Adamski, and she's having herself a ball game.
She has no fears. Garnet Valley sizzling. 7 for 11 from the field, 63%. 3 for 6 from 3, 4 for 5 from 2. Marple, 2 for 7 from three-point land. Have not taken a two-point attempt yet in 8 minutes, which I know it's a zone. It's tough. But I think they guys are attacking the rim, Marple. Attack the rim. Get to the 10, people.
Here we go. Marple Newtown early on. Trails by 10. 17-7.
DeBona kicks it to the far side, intercepted, another turnover for the Tigers. Taking it to the lane, knocked out of bounds by O'Brien. Adamski looking to add to her total 11 points in the first.
I mean, she just baits the cross-court passes like she's a fifth-year senior.
Vicente to inbound for the Jags. Throwing in. Kicks it. Mahalan just checked into the game for Garner Valley. To the far corner. Driving baseline is Saunders. Levy draped all over. Low post move. Goes baseline. It's stripped and stolen into the hands of Impriano. She brings it up. We see she drives. We've seen her drive a couple times in previous games. Kicked back to O'Brien against his zone. We'll see if they go high-low with Levy and Impriano. Impriano goes to the foul line. Kick to the Bona. There you go. Good ball moving by the Tigers. Looking to attack the paint, possibly, here in the second quarter. Astardi kicks it back out to O'Brien. They had four fouls on the Jags, but haven't been attacking the paint since.
Well, there's one.
There's a reach-in foul on Mahalan. A fellow freshman for the Jags, very young, but they will attack, knocking off Haverford last game.
I mean, they're very impressive. Obviously, they're playing a lot of young girls. Joe said they play three freshmen and I think four total sophomores and freshmen. Now, they have five team fouls. Marple has to get Levy some touches here.
I agree.
Levy has only had one offensive rebound. She has not had the ball. I think she's a very good ball player. I know it's a zone. You can still attack the zone from the wing going down or high to low.
Or steal.
All of it. Give her the ball. There it is. Give it to her.
There he had O'Brien had the corner. Could have given it to her. Instead, they don't. Instead, she takes the open three on the wing. They needed that one. Rebound down to Vicente. Jags take possession. 6:40 here in the second quarter. Let this one fly. Levy lets it go out of bounds, but it's going to be Jags' ball. Checking back into the game is Olsen with a pair of fouls.
Levy got a hand on that, just couldn't control the ball came off that rim.
That was number 3, Colin Mahalan, another freshman who's not afraid to let the shots fly.
Now she has the ball right in front of us, Mark. She drives by O'Brien, kicks it back out, reset. Man-to-man defense from Marple Newtown. Playing help defense, kicked out is Olsen. Looking for the dive, but taking back possession is back to Mahalan. Mahalan, one-on-one with O'Brien, takes her to the lane, switches with Haley, Levy, and jump ball. They'll retain possession with 6:09 here in the second. Tigers still trail by 10, 17-7.
But that's how a senior should treat a freshman. Give me that ball, please. End up being a tie-up.
Well, you take it to the paint.
They got to be a little stronger. I think Marble's got to attack the paint on the other end.
Inbound play. Seems to be some communication for Garner Valley. Kicked out. Foot on the line on the jump shot, but it is good by Olsen. That's a two-pointer. Extends their lead to 12.
And she's a sophomore. She's pretty old.
For this lineup, absolutely, Mark. Marple Newtown comes out looking to get in the paint and get a good look. Swinging it back and forth. Mastardi not afraid to shoot.
They have to look down dead on the ball to the wing.
Have Mastardi in the lane. That's where she goes, but it's Impriano on the board. Reverse layup, no good. She just had to set her feet, Mark, and just set. This time it's a 2 feet behind the line three for O'Brien. No good. Rebound goes to Olsen. The Jags are in no particular hurry.
Well, they did get a couple shots in the paint there, so that's a plus.
But Marple Newtown, we talked about it. Their winning streak, they were attacking the paint. Now they're being hesitant. Now shooting from three.
And, you know, they're shaking the nerves off a little bit.
But Mahalan.
Levy has both of her shots on second chance opportunities.
And three throws, and that was it.
I know. Well, she's gotten rebounds off misses. Oh, no.
A step into three. That was interesting.
Blocked.
Adamski. Good defense by the Tigers. Mastardi setting it up against his own. There you go. The Bona. Has Levy in the corner, set it back out as O'Brien. Swings it to Mastardi. She's not afraid to shoot from the wing for three. Levy comes down to the guard position, rotates, and they were all over.
She just wanted a touch. I can't blame her.
That's the Bona. Back to O'Brien, top of the key. Fakes it, and the drive, left hand the board. No good. Rebound goes to Levy. She's fighting for loose change, and it goes to the Jaguars.
Again, Levy got a third offensive rebound.
Timeout, Garnet Valley. They'll talk this one over. A 4-14 here in the second. They lead 19-7. You're listening to the high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Go ahead, Mark.
Again, I think the Garnet young girls are playing very, very well. They're playing fearless. If I'm Coach Wolski over there with Marple, one, they have got to get the ball down into the dead area on their zone. Two, create a turnover. Maybe try some traps right now. Try and get some runouts. They've had nothing easy all day, right?
Nothing.
In the first quarter and a half. Obviously, in these games, you want some easy points. Easy points are when you get a steal, live ball turnover, runouts, and attack the rim.
Jaguars out of the timeout. Marple Newtown applying a little full court pressure. Oh. Change things up. Ademski. She walks up, and she's already hit a couple triples. See, she looks for another one. Dribble handoff. Good pressure by DeBona. Lucenti trying to shake her. Top of the key. Mahalan now on the wing. Guarded by O'Brien. Drives to the paint. She walked. Took an extra step. A little slippery here with 3:52.
Checking into the game for the back end of the game for the Jags. Number 24, Carly DiSabatino.
Relieves Mahalan. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but I don't think Marple Newtown has scored in the second quarter yet.
Only the one bucket in this quarter.
Mastardi for three. Too strong, but DeBona on the board. Impriano on the jump shot. Nothing doing. Ademski on the board.
Well, they got two shots off. And one was on the right side of the
floor.
They're
getting second chance opportunities.
A lot of second chances.
At what point do you just tell them, just go to the hoop?
Nope.
It's not falling. Ademski, Mastardi all over. Drops it off for Olsen. On the near side, they switch on defense. Oh. Here it's a slip to her.
Dennis
it's stolen. Good poke by O'Brien. And Levy strips it out of her hands. Tigers pushing the pace.
They have to. Nope.
Now they pull it back out. Good transition defense by the Jaguars. Now into the paint. Impriana back out. Swinging around the horn to DeBona. Mastardi. O'Brien now on the right side. Marple Newtown going from left to right. Mastardi telling Levy to shift. Levy dribbles it out. She's more of a post player there for the Tigers. Impriana going baseline. Knocked out of bounds, but they'll retain possession.
And you know, Garnet Valley is definitely long and athletic, but they're not really crazily active in the zone.
No.
They're sitting 2-3 and just sitting there. It's not a crazy athletic zone. They're just sitting there saying,
I think the Tigers are overthinking it.
Maybe they're overthinking it. Oh, well, they're...
Well, it's a championship game. I understand, but at one point, you got to shake
it
off.
Uh-oh.
A mistake by Impriana. Throws it ahead. Transition bucket is good. DiSabatino on the left-handed side. Extends their lead. Three touchdowns to one. 21-7 with 2:20 here in the second quarter.
Pezzetti's a great defensive player. Just has a knack for knowing where the passes are.
There is a dump down. Mastardi throws it to Levy. She's fouled underneath. And Coach Joe Woods is fired up.
Joe. I agree with that. I don't think there was much contact there.
Joe's up by two touchdowns. Come on. Let's go. Though he probably is right. It probably was a play on.
That looked like a clean block from Ademski.
But they got the ball down low to her. That's what I mean, I think that's what Marple's got to be their calling card
right
now.
Now Levy needs to knock these down. Her first free throw is up and no good. Marple Newtown struggling from the line.
Just one of six, seven two, so far.
I think two for seven, yeah.
One of seven. They haven't hit two.
Second one. There you go. He called
there
it.
There it was. I knew it.
There we go. Two of eight.
2:14 here in the second. 21-8. Walked up. Ademski. Slowly coming out. No particular hurry for the Jaguars. O'Brien draped all over. DeSabatino as it's kicked to the far side, and Duggery. Impriano in her face, and that has to be a five-second call, and it is. Good job by the Tigers forcing the turnover.
Excellent defense there.
Yeah, Duggery's got caught on the baseline. There's no real play being set. All right, down 13. They have 16 fouls. This has got to be either the wide-open three or attack the rim. Get some contact. You're going to get to the foul line for a couple minutes here. They need to make a little bit of a push. So get some inroads.
Mastardi goes right to Levy at the free throw line. Kicks it to DeBona. Turnover. Try to push through that arm. Could have been a foul call. Instead, it's a turnover for the Tigers. Spin move. Kicked out to the far side. Ademski dribbles it back out with Mastardi draped all over. Dribble handoff goes to Bassetti. She shoots the three, front rims it, but it's a rebound down by Olsen. Ademski goes baseline. Brought back out. Coach Woods tells him to bring it out. DeSabatino with a minute. You got to think this is one shot, Mark.
Yes. Well, they look for a layup, but right now they're killing the poor freshman on the key. O'Brien's draped all over.
DeSabatino now has O'Brien on her. DeBona gets a responsibility as it's drove to the lane. Wide open three for Olsen. It's good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
We'll tell you the halftime stats, but Garner Valley is shooting the lights out from three in the first.
It sounds simple, but yeah, that's pretty much the game. But they were patient there. They were patient.
35 seconds left. O'Brien kicks it back out. Mastardi, if you're the Tigers, take the best look. And
nice
there's
pass.
The dump down to Levy. She misses the point-blank layup. Gets a second rebound, knocked out of bounds on her. Nothing falling for the Tigers, only 8 points here. Marple Newtown goes a little full court with not 20 seconds left.
Okay, two great shots from Levy, love it. She's not used to the 11-foot high rim, but then who is?
It's important to point. Oh, they'll switch.
We'll see what happens
time.
In the second half.
That's right.
I guarantee Marple shoots much, much better.
Ademski here, unless they switch it at halftime. Here we go. 8 seconds. She drives. Baseline stripped out of her hands. They'll retain possession. 5 seconds left. It's important to note, Marple Newtown's got fouls to give if they want to use it.
Good point.
Only one foul. Inbound play for the Jaguars.
Oh, my gosh.
Underneath, Olsen throws it up, and that'll do it for the half. Garner Valley, 24. Marple Newtown, 8. High school basketball's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be a part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Store is also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden. The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to halftime. 7 minutes until second half action. But, Mark, we're talking about it. Garnet Valley shooting the lights out here early on in this championship game.
A fantastic display. They shot 10 for 17, 64%, 4 for 9 beyond the arc, 44%, sparkling 6 for 8, 75% inside the three-point line. Conversely, Marple, 2 for 17. They were 2 for 10 from three-point land, and hard to believe, a 0 for 7 from two-point land in the first half. Mastardi and Levy, the best two players, 1 for 10 from the field. Now, the rim was a part of the issue. Shot selection was part of the issue. I think Joe Woods obviously is happy as can be with the performance.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, if you look at what Haverford or what Garnet Valley did to Haverford in their semifinal game, they only allowed 9 points through the first three quarters on Saturday.
Well, Marple Newtown missing point-blank shots. I don't think you'll see that in the second half. If you're Coach Walski, though, Mark, what do you tell him? Settle down and claw. You're not going to win. You're not going to get all your points back immediately.
No, not at all. But I think they got to speed the game up a little bit. They're not going to be able to just walk it up the court and not get any kind of live ball turnovers. So they're going to need to pick up the tempo a little bit. They're going to need a lot more possessions. And right now, Garnet Valley is looking at a 40-point game. Right now, Marple's at 8 points. So they're going to go full court pressure. I think they're going to pressure it. And I think, you know, they're going to take some shots. The young girls can definitely play for Garnet Valley. They look great out there tonight. But guess what? When they get a little bit of pressure on you, sometimes things can happen and turn it over.
Yeah.
They're going to need about 4 or 5 turnovers just this quarter to try and cut this lead under 10.
Well, it's important to note they all are only freshmen. You know what I mean? They played an entire season. But this is a championship game. Second half, you're winning. If things start to crumble, you can start feeling that pressure. You never know. Marple Newtown can claw their way back into it. Don't go anywhere after this girls' game for this championship game. The boys' game will be provided by Brian Carroll, Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer. Lower Marion taking on Radnor, the boys' game. I imagine it's not going to start at 7:45 because this game's going a little late. It's more likely going to be around 8 o'clock, so don't go anywhere for more action coming up. But first, the girls' game, and if you're Coach Woods, what are you telling your team? You shot the lights out here. You got 24 points.
I think he's got to be tickled. It's probably as good as they can play, for sure, offensively and even defensively. Holding Marple at 8 points. Last time they lost to Marple, you know, 52-48 in overtime. So Marple's way beyond, you know, way below that. But I think they're going to stick with their 2-3 zone. They're awful long in the back line. They're going to pretty much dare Marple to take another, you know, another 8 or 10 three-pointers, which I'm sure they are going to jack some shots up. But I think they have to get some easy buckets again. They have to get nothing easy. And when you throw a playoff game, the easy buckets sort of help you out. It calms you down, and it shows your team I'm going to attack the rim a little bit. They've had what? No rim attacks, right? Zero.
No. And that was my question for you. They keep doing Marple Newtown. Doesn't matter if it's the Bona or O'Brien. They're trying to do this skip pass to the other side, and it's been picked off 3 times. Are you just going to try and look high post, dump down from here on out, and try to go to rim?
I would do that, and I would look to the high post and maybe look to the reverse pivot, like face up and try and drive by some of these girls, try and get by some of the Garnet Valley bigs. They're good. They're very talented. But guess what? I think Marple didn't play a good half whatsoever, so they're going to play better this half for sure. But you've dug yourself a 16-point hole. So you said you can't make this all up. I was telling my team you can't make it all up, and you didn't get in this hole in 1 minute. You're not going to get out of this hole in 1 minute. But guess what? I think it's going to be full-court pressure. Try some traps. Try some things to sort of speed up this team a little bit. Because Garnet Valley seems like they're playing at their tempo the whole time, and they're getting every shot they want.
Now, let's go back to the line. You said Marple Newtown has been struggling. Where are they shooting from the free throw line, Mark?
They're shooting 2 for 8.
For 8.
2 for 8.
All right, so there's 6 points right there that they could easily put this back to a 10-point ball game.
Yep, and they missed six shots around the paint, which are shots they could usually make, and only made 2 out of 10 from beyond the arc. So again, it was across the board was not a great shooting effort for them. We already mentioned the rims, you know, being a lot different, where the rim they're shooting at now is a much softer rim, which the boys' teams both know this. Everybody knows this. So you probably were willing to give up some sort of a lead a little bit. That's probably a little bit excessive, 24-8, obviously. But we'll see if they can speed up Garner Valley. Garner Valley seems like they're so much in control of what they want to do. I think Marble's got to make this a little more frenetic, a little more, you know, up and down the court, not just a half-court game. Because the half-court game, they just walk back in their 2-3 zone, and it's tough for them to score in that 2-3 zone. So a lot of steals and a lot more up-tempo for Marple.
Go ahead, Andrew.
So the video feed is still not working here at Ridley High School. It is being taped, and it will be live on the Ridley TV website tomorrow after the game, as will our audio live. We've got our live coverage here today, and it will be archived tomorrow. We'll be back for the start of the second half in a couple minutes as Garnet Valley leads 24-8 here at Ridley High School.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Now back to the second half with Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome back for second half action. I'm Dave DePasqua, and so Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer. The feed is down. Listen to DelcoHoops.com for commentary live on this one, Mark. Tigers trail 24-8. They're going to try and claw their way back here at Ridley High School.
It's going to be a tall order. Joe Woods and his staff do an excellent job with Garner Valley. They've played similar games already. They played Harrington in round one, and they played Haverford. Got a good lead. It jumped on them, and they kind of just got coasted it from there. This Marble team, though, has got a lot of energy, a lot of spunk. I expect them to make a run here. And again, first job, get it under 10 points. Get it under 10 here this quarter. They're going to need to work inside out of the zone. Get it in the middle or get it behind the last line of defense.
Let's see what Coach Walski has drawn up. O'Brien brings it out. Here is the third quarter between the Tigers and the Jags. Swung back and forth. Mastardi pops up for three. Looking to get it down low. They have Levy. They're going to say out of bounds on Mastardi.
Mastardi just lost the handle on that one.
You don't see that very often.
No.
All right, Marple Newtown going a little man-to-man full court. Adamski, one-on-one with Mastardi. Tigers need to shake the nerves. They want to claw their way back. Drive to the paint. Goes baseline. Kick to the far side. Adamski trapped in the corner with Levy. Now they switch. Mastardi switches back off of her.
Nice job, Mastardi.
It is man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Come out in white uniforms, orange strip. There's the slip to Olsen down low. Blocked by Impriano. It saves, but out of bounds. Marple Newtown takes possession.
I thought it was a great lob and great help defense.
Inbound to Mastardi. See what the Tigers need to pick things up.
Yeah, so just too slow. It's got to become a faster pace.
Against a 2-3 zone, Tigers keep going back and forth, but they trail 24-8.
Maybe a screen up top of the zone, maybe screen Pezzenti.
Mastardi on the left side of this zone, on the wing, Levy in the corner. O'Brien, here we go. Impriano.
That's it.
That's Mastardi driving on the left side, and good. That's what the Tigers need.
We've been asking that for about three quarters now, but guess what? They can do more of that for sure.
Split the double team, went up strong with the left hand. Jaguars looking to answer. Kicked outside to DiSabatino. Olsen, open three on the right side. Too strong. I think they're meeting
That's
this ladder of
rim.
A rim. Here we go. First foul of the second half on Pezzenti. Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's her third?
That's her second.
That's her second. Okay.
Team's first of the second half.
6:25 here in the third quarter. Interesting to point out, Mark, that Mastardi's the one bringing up the ball instead of O'Brien. I think almost every game we've called for Marple this year, O'Brien brings the ball up.
Yep. Now, sure. This is probably a play. She's running through. They're going to screen for.
Had Levy post it up, but they didn't feed her. Instead, Mastardi takes a three.
This rim,
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
We talked about it. The rims are a little different. And Marple Newtown comes out swinging.
Mastardi. Now to 11.
And the crowd slowly comes alive for the Tigers. Olsen on the jump shot. No good. Here we go. Pushing the pace is O'Brien. Has Impriano looking to attack. She goes baseline. They're going to say she stepped out of bounds. She looked for the dive for Levy, but it was a little too late as she got too far underneath. Adamski brings it out.
Adamski hasn't had many touches in these first 3 minutes. Four shot attempts.
Marple Newtown's come out in that man-to-man defense. DiSabatino has O'Brien on her. She drives less. Looking for the drive. Takes her down low. Brings it back out. Doesn't like what she saw. Resets.
O'Brien's very good on the ball defender.
Adamski looking to take Mastardi. Goes baseline. Good hands by Mastardi. Strips it but retains possession. DiSabatino at the top of the key. Looking to attack. Nothing doing. There's this slip by Adamski. Blocked, I want to say, by Impriano. It looks like she lost the ball on the way up as we're under 5 minutes to go here in the third. O'Brien on the wing. Looking to attack. Mastardi has O'Brien open for three. She wants it. Oh, she thought about it. She wanted to pull the trigger.
Yeah, drive and kick it down.
There she drives. Levy, short corner. Back to Mastardi for three. It's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Here come the Tigers.
Third three for Mastardi.
The low rims are coming into play, kids. They're under 10 already. I say get under 10. That was quick. 4 minutes under 10.
And the Tigers answer with a pair of threes. Adamski on the jumper. No good. Impriano on the board. Here come the Tigers.
If this is a three ball, I'm telling you, I love this rim. Holy Hannah. Well, I said it. And in case of it, and as a coach, I wouldn't make a big deal of it. But look, are we crazy? I mean, it's similar.
No, it's 100%. I guess that's something to bring up with the AD.
No, that's not.
O'Brien.
I get the ball to start here.
On the wing. Looking for Levy on the dive. But it's taken by Adamski. She's pushing the pace. Goes by DeBona.
Like
goes by Mastardi. Takes the J. Up and good. Strong take by the freshman.
That reminds me of a guy named Joel Embiid who plays for the Sixers. Just grabbed it and just went right down the
court. Coast to coast.
Yep. That's a big one. They need to stop that momentum.
Absolutely. Stops Marple Newtown's runs. Back up to 10. Here we go. Pickpocket. Pezzenti going coast to coast.
Missed it.
Layup is no good. I have to credit Mastardi getting back on defense for
Great
the Tigers.
Hustle.
O'Brien resets for the Tigers. Down 10. Mastardi now on the far side against his 2-3 zone. Swings it. O'Brien for three. She can knock it down. She does.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
It's raining threes. Huskies, and the crowd comes alive for the Tigers with 2:58 here in the third. 26-19 Garden Valley, but here come the Tigers. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
It's raining threes for the Tigers here in the third quarter. The rim, credit the team, whatever you want to do. It's 26-19, Mark.
Hallelujah.
Credit it's both rain. Of them. Like both the shots at the rim.
That's an old song. I know you look at that one. Hallelujah. It's raining threes. Forget about it. Marvel's taking four shots this quarter, 4 for 4. One on the drive by Mastardi. The other three are three threes. Garnet Valley taking 7 shots, only 1 for 7. That last runner by Adamski. I think they have to go inside here, Garnet Valley. They're realizing these rims aren't that great either. They've taken in about 3 mid-range shots. None have fallen.
So you got to switch up the strategy. Go to the paint. Here we go. Marple Newtown comes out full court pressure. Lob goes in to Bacenti. She brings it out. The Bona draped on Hurts. 26-19 Jags. Tigers cut into the lead here in the third. Adamski has Mastardi on her. Fakes right, goes left. Foul line jumper, no good. Great board by number 24, Carly DeSabatino. Pulls it out, reset, top of the key. Second chance opportunity for the Jaguars. They lead by 7. Kicked out. DeSabatino has Impriano on her. She plays center for the Tigers, so now she just sags back about 3 feet away from her mark.
Yeah, I don't think she's a shooter. They know that.
Here's a slip. Goes past Mastardi. The J, No good. Too strong. Levy on the board. Adamski's not afraid to shoot. You got to give her credit.
Again, but I don't like that shot. It was off the dribble. It was sort of a pressure or a contested shot. They don't need a contested shot right now, but credit the Marples defense. They've turned up a notch here. Haven't really done anything crazy. No trapping, no full court game.
Under 2 minutes to go.
All right, we've changed up 1-3-1 now for Garnet Valley. Oh, my.
And there's the strip on Mastardi. Good job and hands by Pacenti. Slips it for Olsen. And it's taken away by O'Brien. It's going to be off her hand, though. Good defense by Marple Newtown in Garnet Valley. Great hands.
Pacenti, another steal. I think she could have attacked the rim a little bit there. She sort of was pulling it up pretty early.
Right.
I didn't think that was the best pass decision by Mastardi.
No.
To try and make that bounce pass with
Pacenti. Gotta be strong with the ball if you're playing point guard. Here we go for the Jaguars. Dembski has Mastardi on her. Pulls up from 3 from 2 feet behind the line and nothing but net.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Woo! That's how you answer. Back to 10.
Still 1-3-1, and they're trapping up here.
Timeout, Coach Walski. He's going to talk this one over with 1:20 left here in the third quarter. Down 10, 29-19. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Here we go. Out of the timeout. They decide to switch back into it, Mark.
But Marvel's been carving up a little bit to 23, but we'll see if they extend a little bit. Sometimes they extend.
There's the kickball. Good job by Pacenti.
She just knows where the ball's going, it feels like. She's very, very good defensively.
Well, she is the adult of the group. She is the only senior in the lineup. See, Duggery is there, too. So here we go. O'Brien to Mastardi. Back to O'Brien on the wing. 1 minute left here in the third.
O'Brien looking for that flash. There's Levy in the paint. Pulls it back out. Looking to drive on Mulholland. Nothing doing. Freshman. Good defense.
Yep. She's tough, too.
The Bona kicks it down low. Pulled out the baseline. Levy thought about it. Mastardi for three. Too strong. Pulled down by Olsen. Poked out, but here come the Jaguars. Pazenti kicks it to Olsen. Going baseline. Attacking the paint.
Oh, what have we done?
Great board. It's going to say off the leg of a Dembski. Tigers take possession with 32 seconds left.
A great drive there, the rim. I like it. That was Marple's first miss, by the way. Marple's first miss. Again, I don't mind a layup there. Uncontested layup. That was kind of a contested layup.
Right.
And now, guess what? Now they give Marple a chance to get under 10, which we said was a magical number for them.
Right. As O'Brien walks this one up. It's against a 2-3 zone. I'm waiting for the flash middle, and here it is. Mastardi flashes middle. There's the cutter. But Impriana kicks it to O'Brien. 15 seconds left. Mastardi.
Maybe a screen up top here for her.
O'Brien on the wing for three. They need it. Oh, nothing man. Doing. The bonus saves it to Impriano. 2 seconds. Mastardi on the shot. No good. That will do it for the third. Garner Valley takes a 10-point lead into the fourth. 29-19. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back for the fourth quarter, Mark. What do the Tigers need to get back into this game trailing by 10?
I think they're on to something. That quarter, they were 4-for-7, 3-for-5 from behind the arc, 60%. Garnet Valley cooled off with that our friendly rim. That might be tilted up to 11 feet high. They were 1-for-9 from 2, 1-for-2 from 3, 2-for-11. So they're just sort of, you know, gutting it out right now. I think Grimes got to think about pounding the ball inside. I think Marple has to go full court here a little bit and try to get some traps and some easy baskets in transition.
Pazenti throws in the Mulholland, and the fourth quarter is underway. Adamski, one-on-one with Mastardi. See if she takes the wing. Crowd filling in. Boys game to follow this one.
Oh, it's almost a five call.
Mastardi on her. Kicks it all the way across court to Olsen. You see, the Bona look for the trap, but nothing doing.
I like the idea.
Mulholland has O'Brien on her. Takes her to the lane, and a foul's called. It's on the floor, though, yeah. On O'Brien.
She has no fear either, does she?
I don't think so.
Mulholland's scrappy. Again, you're running a fine line where you're almost too patient. I think Gordon's got to run through their stuff and still look for their shots.
Inbound play. Mulholland off her hands, but kicks it. Open three. Drained it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Adamski can't miss.
Absurd. Freshman to freshman. They're back to the 1-3-1. I think Marble's got to attack this. Oh, no.
Good hands by Pacenti. A foul will be called on Olsen with 7:08 here in the fourth.
So they're in the 1-3-1 half-court trap. You can almost use that as like a transition run. So if they get that first trap, you can really beat them. The diagonal pass.
That's Olsen's
and
start.
Go.
Mastardi to inbound.
2-3 out of bounds.
Kick to the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Adamski.
She just baited that. She knew where it was going and just flicked it away. Dembski's she's very, very impressive on both ends of the court.
Up to 19 points for Adamski.
She might be something. She work out the game.
She's playing in the Central League, I'll notice, that's for sure.
Yeah.
32-19, looking to get the Levy down low. Kicked it back out. O'Brien drives, stripped. Good hands.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's taken by number 31, Duggery.
It was a freshman.
Mulholland's racing. Kicks out for three. No good. Now they're going to continue the drive and kick. Adamski thought about it. Now brings it out to Mulholland, the freshman. To the lane. No good. O'Brien on the board. Has to push. 6:30. left in this championship game between the Tigers and the Jaguars. DeBona kicks it out to Mastardi on the left side. She pulls it out to midcourt. To the right side wing is O'Brien. Impriano on the J. Decides to pull back out. Looking to feed Levy. And she'll be fouled by number 40, Pacenti.
Again, but that's all because it was a post up and an entry pass into the post, which I think they should be doing all the time. I realize she's given up an inch or two.
Olsen and Pacenti both with three now.
But Levy's giving up a little bit of size to Duggery, but I'd rather see her make a play.
Inbound play to Impriano. Out on the wing. Looking to bring it around the horn. Back to the top of the key. O'Brien pulls for the three. Off the hands of Ademski into the Tigers. Mastardi on the wing. Tigers need to either start shooting attempt. Can't waste too much time for the Tigers as we're under 6 minutes to go. O'Brien pulls.
Why not?
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
She hits the three. Andrew, we'll keep it here with 5:46. 32-22. Tigers starting to knock down some threes, but against that 2-3 zone mark, you need to start picking things up. Do you go full court man-to-man? Is that what Coach Wallace's starting to think?
I think you have to go full court, and I'm not sure what their favorite zone trapping full court defense is. I would try something to get them turned up a little bit. Maybe bait Garnett into a quick shot from the baseline.
Right.
Get a run out, get a rebound and run out and try and get an easy one. If they go back to that 1-3-1 Garnett Valley, same way. If they can break that with one pass to the middle or maybe a diagonal skip, attack the rim right away and go after it.
Now,
but Garnett's pretty heady, though. I mean, Garnett's pretty heady. You're watching them play. The freshmen play like they're seniors.
They're seniors, absolutely.
But I'm saying that they're not rushed at all. They spread the court pretty
well. Well-coached team.
Very well. They're always good coached. Joe does a great job. But my point is, you got to try and turn them up. And you're down
so
by 10.
So my question is, do you trap Ademski? You let someone else beat you?
I'm a trapper.
Immediately go for the trap.
No doubt.
You're only down 10, but you do have fouls to give. You can be aggressive for the rest of the way. There's only 5:46 left.
You have five fouls to give. I mean, I think that for sure you'll see one or two traps here in the front court. I mean, you have 5:46 left for your first league title in, what we say it was, 42 years?
Easy. I don't think the record book went that far back.
They have pressure up. It looks like a diamond press.
Yeah, diamond press. Impriano's up. The far back is Levy. And here's the diamond. Pacenti throws a far ahead. That's up to Olsen. Over to Mahalan.
So they couldn't speed him up. They broke it and just stopped, which is tough.
I think that's what they were talking about at that timeout as well. 5:30 and counting. Oh, O'Brien, try to jump it. Now
like
to
it.
The corner. Levy all
Physical.
Over Olsen. She just throws it. And timeout, Garnet Valley. They'll talk this one over. Up 10, 5:19 left. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcaHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcaHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good. Right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 5:19 left in this championship game. Inbound play is thrown far ahead to Ademski. Has Levy on her. See if she takes her. She's got her one-on-one. Pulls it out. Man-to-man defense across the board for the Tigers.
They're not guarding Duggery in the corner, so she's like a release valve anytime they want to get it to her.
But if Impriano is just going to stay in the paint, trap,
I think
right?
So.
Mahalan kicks it to the corner.
Oh, they're not going to shoot.
Now they're not going to shoot. Right. Mahalan on the 2-foot jump shot is up and good. That's because we said that, Mark. Here we go. 12-point advantage. Impriano.
Good.
Jay. Oh, no. Good hands by Mahalan. Jump ball. Stays in possession of the Tigers. That foul line extended. They can't get anything doing. The guards are trapping.
Well, you need to catch it quick and turn quick. If you're going to hold it for a second or a split second or two, these teams are just all over you.
Mastardi on the inbound to DeBona.
Back into her.
O'Brien sets it up. Mastardi thought about a three. Nothing doing. Brought out. Now she sets a three from 3 feet behind the line. No good. Levy on the board. She's fighting for it. Good effort by Levy into a double team, and it is stolen by Pacenti. Turnover on Pacenti. I didn't quite see what happened, though, Mark.
There was a foul there on O'Brien.
It was a foul. O'Brien, yeah. Right. Two hands. Margaret Hussey on her game today.
Pacenti throw it in. Thrown in. Here's the trap, and she steals it. A foul.
I agree.
It is a foul. Good steal by Nikki Mastardi.
Great steal. Now they're getting a little feisty. They're going to need that for four more minutes. They still have time to attack the rim. They don't need threes. They can attack the rim, get to the foul line, make the game a little bit longer, yes?
The Garden Valley bench wants a travel or a tie-up
on call,
that one.
The travel call was probably legitimate when she fell down to the ground.
Yeah.
4-10 and counting. Mastardi has the bone on the wing. Fake it to her. Now they go to her from Levy for three. No good. Bounces out. Loose ball. Here's the trap. Marple Newtown jump ball. Arrow goes to Garnet Valley. Starting to get a little chippy here under 4 minutes.
It should. It's a league final. But deny. Get up and deny. 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 Oh, boy.
O'Brien on Mahalan. Blow by.
Yes, it was. Pull it out.
Draw back out. Good job. Duggery tosses it back to her. I'll tell you what, Mulholland does not play like a freshman.
No.
Neither does Ademski.
She looks like one, though, but she doesn't play like one.
Absolutely not. Foul Marple Newtown on the far side.
That's Mastardi's second.
Inbound play. Pacenti throw it in. Duggery goes deep.
And no one's guarding her.
There's no one on her.
Oh, my gosh.
She just goes right by her. There's the slip.
No.
Open jump shot. It's missed. Impreano on the board. O'Brien pushes the pace. 3:30 and counting. Labona in the corner. Kicks it to O'Brien. She fakes a three. Mastardi drives. Kicks it out. Labona for three. Feet wasn't set. Levy on the board, but she lost it. Pacenti now. Going coast to coast. Mulholland had a wide open three and smartly pulls it out.
Uh-oh. They got a bad matchup. She can't guard her. She's too fast.
Is on her. She takes her to the lane. And it's a foul. Good foul by Levy. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a bucket.
But it's funny, they're sitting right in front of us, and Impreano was like, I don't want to stay in front of this young freshman. I don't want to do this. And the coach staff's like, get out on her.
And then she goes right by her.
Went to a blow by.
First foul against Haley Levy for the Tigers.
Mulholland at the line, shooting two. Drains the first.
By the way, 2:50 to go in the game. That's your first second half foul shot. Pretty cleanly called game, right?
Yeah, and that's the first foul shot for Garnet Valley all night.
Two for two.
Pretty good at it.
Safe to say 100% from the line.
Nice in the vase from the freshman.
That's that Marple Newtown education. .243 here in the fourth. 36-22.
They're going to need to play a perfect .243 here to
attack,
get the overtime.
Threes haven't been falling since the third quarter for the Tigers.
That's correct.
They're looking for the slip, trying to feed Levy the ball, but it's not there. Mastardi goes by her defender. O'Brien for three in the corner. Pump fake. DeBona now for three. Went off the rim, bounced, and out. O'Brien gets the board. Extra possession for the Tigers. Mastardi. Kicks it out to O'Brien for three. No good. That one looks rushed. 2 minutes left, and Garnet Valley slowly on their way for another Central League title. Kicked out. Mulholland goes by O'Brien. Pulls it back out. Here comes the double team.
She has the head mannerisms already down. I love it.
Pulled back out. Ademski. These two are going to be a force for the next 3 years.
That's correct. Oh, no.
Thrown out of bounds. Marple Newtown takes over with a minute 36, and Mike Mayer just had a heart attack.
Worried about hitting all
Worried
our equipment
the
here. There's only one piece of equipment we care about, and it's the little USB cord that connects the mixer to the computer.
Mastardi on the wing. She pulls. Too strong. A minute 20 left. And Garnet Valley is getting eager. Fell Mastardi. 14-point lead. Mark, this has not been an easy road for the Jaguars.
I mean, they played a good Harrington team on the road. Beat them by 15-plus. Beat Harvard by 14-plus. Just took out Kali Mahalan, who played fantastic tonight. Another 14 on the number 3 seed.
Timeout. Garnet Valley's talking this one over. Up 14, a minute 19 left in this one. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
15 minutes, I know, but we'll get her before she gets up now.
Welcome back. Minute 19 left here, 36-22. Coach Woods wanted to talk to his team because there seemed to be some chirping going on between the two squads.
A little bit. He took out Mahalan, has been handling the ball a lot. It'll probably be a man-to-man press. Just...
Let's see if they go deep. Minute 19. Pacenti throws it in.
Oh, my.
The home run pass to her. Man, I'm good. There's the foul, Mastardi.
That's four on Mastardi. Yeah. Not that it really matters at this point in the game. But.
Tamsky, you know, it's funny. She doesn't look like she's crazy fast, but she takes about three strides. She went from that top of the key down to that lane.
5'11 guard is what she's listed at.
Well, I believe it.
First free throw up and good.
As a freshman, too.
They have a pretty good squad. I'll give them. Give credit where credit's due.
I asked her before the game, is she a first team all league player? And he said, well, she started slow freshman year, but if Emily's watching this kind of stuff.
You would think she is. She just knocked down the second. 16 point advantage now. When's the last time Garnet Valley won, Mark? I think you said 2017?
18, I believe.
18 as O'Brien takes it to the lane. Left handed layup is good. Cuts it down to 14. Minute left. Here comes the trap. Toss up. Great press break by the Jags. Foul on Levy. 1-1. Let's see who goes to the line.
Actually, it was 2019. It was Springfield last year. Ridley the year before that. And then Garnet. Springfield won in 18 as well. And then Garnet won four straight from 2014 to 2017.
Possibly could be the start of another one. Here we go. Number 33, Olsen at the line. 1-1. First one, short. And Brianna on the board. Important to note that districts will be played as well. Mastardi on the three. It's up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
35 seconds. Pazenti. They foul her.
Oof.
O'Brien literally had to grab her jersey to call the foul.
That's not quite playing the ball, but you know what? Referee said, we'll give you the 1-1.
Pazenti to the line. They clear. It's just Marple Newtown in rebounding position. Makes the first.
Her first points of this game.
She's played great defense.
But she did impact the game. Yep, she good defense. Passed the ball up a couple times.
She may only have the 1 point, but...
Misses the second.
Strong.
Has definitely had an impact on this game on the defensive end of the court.
30 seconds left. Cross court, stolen by Pazenti. Foul on the Bona. 1-1. She'll go back to the line.
Well, I guess going forward, I mean, listen, Marple had a great team, some great senior leadership. They're not done yet. They're the number 2 seed in the 5A playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a major factor. Springfield, they just beat them. They're the number 1 seed. So when you beat the number one seed, you feel like you can play with anybody in that district. So
right.
That 12 team, they can play with anybody.
Speaking of districts, Mark, we'll be at Pancras versus Radnor. She misses the first. Here we go, 20 seconds left. Friday, February 18th, we'll be calling that first District 1 game. Out of bounds, Marple Newtown.
And I believe Garnet Valley is a 14 seed.
Garnet Valley is the 14 seed. They'll host Hatboro-Horsham on Friday.
Okay.
They're going to be dangerous. I got news for you. Teams are watching this. They do not want to play them right now.
Inbound goes to Olson. Kicked ahead to Vicente. 10 seconds left. Pull back out. And that will do it. Garnet Valley wins the Central League Championship 39-27. You have to credit Coach Woods and their squad. They played an outstanding first half. Marple Newtown had to try and claw their way back, but the effort to come back falls short. You can credit the tremendous three-point shooting of the Jaguars, especially in the first half.
Everything you said, I agree with. They actually went 2 for 3 second half from three-point land.
See, that works out well.
Crazy enough. Shot 4 for 15. Didn't need to. I mean, the game never got up into a frenetic enough pace for Marple to get back in the game. I guess they scored about 40 points. They end up at 39 points, Garnet Valley. It was a game that, you know, when Garnet Valley gets to 39 points, they're going to be a tough out in the district playoffs as well. So congratulations to Joe Woods. Another title for Garnet Valley. You mentioned it, Dave. You know, I don't want to, you know, I'm not a betting man, but this team for the next couple of years, good Lord, they have, you know, three freshmen and a sophomore in their first 7-8-man rotation. They're going to be really, really tough to beat. They're only going to get better and better, those girls.
Absolutely. As we'll do an interview with... Well, hold on, Andrew.
Yeah, we're going to hold on. We're going to let the team celebrate together for this championship.
All right. So we'll step aside as they continue the championship. Coming up next in a little bit will be the interview. Garnet Valley wins 39-27 for this Central League Championship. Coming up next, the boys' championship game between the Aces and the Raptors. You are listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Your final score, 39-27. Garnet Valley wins. Mark, you said for the first time since 2019, correct?
Correct.
Garnet Valley had a run, potentially another run, unfolding for the Jaguars. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. They played outstanding. They played just in control. They moved the ball well in the first half, got all the shots they wanted to get. They ended up shooting 14 for 32, 6 for 12 from three-point land. That was a huge effort, 50%. Marple, 9 for 34, only 7 out of 24 from three-point land. So Marple was heavily reliant on the three-pointer, which makes sense against that Garnet Valley 2-3 zone. I think if they had to do it over again, they would like to attack a little bit more, get the ball inside a little bit more. They had all those foul shots in the first half, right? 2 for 8. Marple, no free throw attempts in the second half. To win a playoff game, you got to get to the foul line, in my book, get to the foul line and get some easy baskets. And they didn't do either of them, you know, enough to, you know, win this league title.
That will do it for the girls' Central League Championship. Garnet Valley wins 39-27. Andrew?
We'll do a quick box score wrap-up. For the Marble Newtown Tigers, they were led by Nikki Mastardi, who had 14. Mary O'Brien had 8, 3 for, who's that, Ellie DeBona, and 2 for number 15, Haley Levy, for their 27 points. And for the Garnet Valley Jaguars, they were led by tremendous freshman Haley Adamski with 21. Then they got balanced scoring across the board. 5 from Emily Olson, 4 from Caitlin Duggery, 4 from Carly DiSabatino, 4 from Kylie Mulholland, all in the fourth quarter. And 1 from Ava Pacenti for their 39 points.
Thank you, Andrew. Dave? And coming up next will be the boys' championship game called by Brian Carroll. I'll be relieved as the Aces will take on the Raptors. Don't go anywhere. More high school basketball coming up next.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.